You're listening to WPS1 Art Radio. My name is Zephyr Thrall. The program is Frank Prattle. You're listening at www.wps1.org, PS1 Contemporary Art Center, a MoMA affiliate. We are here in the grand central of them all, Lower Manhattan Cultural Council, down near Wall Street, which is completely melted down and caused an entire financial meltdown around the world. But the Lower Manhattan Cultural Council is still strong and will remain so, I believe. No? Titans. Overwhelming yes. My special guest today, and I'm sorry, I'm probably going to slaughter it, just correct me, is Emilia Saleva.
Yes, perfect.
Really?
Yes.
You don't have to lie to me, it's okay. Yeah. Who is a curator visiting from Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, yes, with the Lower Manhattan Cultural Council here. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing fine and actually exciting about this program. And looking forward to have a nice discussion with you.
Fantastic. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about who you are and what exactly it is that you do.
Okay. I will try to let people know about myself. My name is Emilia, as Zephyr inform all of you. And I'm coming from Central Asia, from the Kyrgyzstan. This is a post-Soviet country. And we are now facing like 17 years independence, and I'm working as arts and culture program manager.
To interrupt for those listening who don't know where Kyrgyzstan is, you know, you're not alone. It's okay. It's west of China and then kind of north of Afghanistan and India, and it's by Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, and the other.
Yes,
we,
if to say correctly, we on the south to the Kazakhstan and on the east, east-south to the China. We're bordering on west with Uzbekistan and on north with Tajikistan. So we are really center of Central Asia. Yes.
Okay, and so what is it exactly that you do there in Kyrgyzstan? I mean, you know, myself, I haven't had the privilege of going to Bishkek yet. I've heard, you know, amazing stories of a town that is exploding right now with an art scene that, you know, I know a little about. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in Bishkek.
Yes, so I'm working in a program which is promoting and supporting arts and culture initiatives in Kyrgyzstan. So my program is running already 10 years, and we are supporting on different dimensions, on different disciplines. So it's like supporting theater, musician, artist through the different national lines. It's like film development, national colloquium, small grants line. So all these kind of opportunities, especially focus on having and fostering participation, cultural dialogue, and building cultural bridges.
Okay. And so what exactly brings you to New York, though? I mean, New York is a long, long ways from Kyrgyzstan. How long does it take to fly from New York to Kyrgyzstan?
Yes, it was quite a long flight. And actually, I can tell you that I have a longest 13th October in my life, because I departure 13th October in the morning. And I have 4 hours to Moscow. And from Moscow to New York, 9 hours. And I arrived 6 in the evening, 13th of October. So it was like 24, maybe like more, 30 hours of 13th of October.
Right.
I can't forget it.
That yes. Horrible pasty mouth, you know, yes. The swollen feet. I can't stand. I'm getting nervous thinking about it.
Yeah. Yes, and why I'm here, I'm participating on the arts residency of CEC Arts Link. And this is wonderful program for arts managers and artists for the Central Europe and for Central Asia. And I applied to this competition to receive some knowledges, some skills on visual arts management. And actually, I have a really wonderful time here. During 4 weeks, I will just have plenty of meetings with different arts organizations. And I can tell you that ArtsLink awarded me to the LMCC. It's a Lower Manhattan Culture Council. It's organization also similar doing activity as we are doing in my country. Also focusing on the promoting artists, giving spaces and organizing, you know, movable exhibitions on the sculpture center. So I can tell you that that is a fantastic approach which I am receiving here.
For those of you listening who don't know about CEC ArtsLink, it is, you know, perhaps one of the best organizations. I mean, I'd say, you know, I'm going to say it. One of the best organizations in the world for funding the arts, especially, you know, arts, you know, not only in Central Asia, but I know in Russia as well, they work there. And if you haven't heard about it, definitely Google that, because it is well worth the checking out.
No, that's true. Before coming actually to USA, I had attend to the several workshops which were organized by ArtsLink. And several curators came to Bishkek, several, you know, lectures like on festival management, on visual arts. People just were introducing the activity, and people actually from MoMA, from New Museum also came. And that's why I was just really fascinated from these lectures, and I really want to come to the place and to see what is going on here.
Okay. Well, you know, what is going on here? You know,
yes.
You've arrived in New York. You've been, I hear you're staying on the Upper East Side. You know, congratulations.
You Thank
know,
you. That's,
straight,
Thanks
straight,
to LMCC.
straight to the top, you know, no Brooklyn for you. And and you've been going around various arts organizations and kind of collecting ideas, I guess. And all this is leading towards the Fusion Festival.
Exactly.
Tell us about the Fusion Festival.
Yes, of course, when I was trying to apply to receive only visual arts management, it's, you know, it's really like, it's very easy, I can say. And first idea when I were applying, I want to, you know, to use this knowledge and these ideas towards Fusion Festival, which is upcoming event on fall 2010, and where we would like to raise the idea of traditional meeting or traditional and contemporary arts, and on two disciplines, performing and visual arts. So it's really a combination, and this festival will be 1 week event, and we're planning participation of Central Asia countries, but as well of international part.
Okay, and you know, forgive me, but when you say traditional arts from Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, and other countries as well, what exactly art forms are you talking about? Are you, like, when you speak of traditional arts, are you talking about more like weaving, or are you talking about, you know, painting? Give us a little hint. Is it to the, you know, the, what's
it's,
to come?
It's a good question. Thank you for this question. I would like just really clarify what I were meaning. It's not the craft. Actually, it's about the concept of the an approach of the education which we have still in our country, and this is how I can tell you that traditional it is painting, drawing, everything what is related to the fine arts, and contemporary arts it is still new. New dimension, new approach in our country, and the first movement started on 1998, and with several active groups, and we want to face them. I mean, to meet them and to have the dialogue, and of course, it's not because of the push, you know, it's because of having the dialogue.
Okay. Now, when you talk about dialogue, most people assume that, you know, it's what we're doing right here. You know, kind of BSing around the counter. I'm not to say that we're BSing. You know, but this is a serious art dialogue. But what when you talk about bringing kind of traditional elements together of a country and, you know, kind of international contemporary art, Are you speaking of, you know, kind of your usual suspects of your Damien Hirsts and your kind of John mm-hmm. Kearns and people like that? Or are you looking different kind of contemporary art? What do you want mm-hmm. to bring in to mix with those traditional elements?
Yes. What we are actually focusing on, it's the Fusion Festival will be on, like, realized on the two steps. It is research, and it is a realization of the projects. And we will make announcement of the projects at the beginning of next year, on January 2009. And we want to find out what people actually thinking, and what people really expect about this combination. And I want to say that that here in America, I find out that you guys, you're receiving this education from the beginning. You have a understanding of the conceptual art at school. We don't have it. Our traditional artists, they are coming, traditionalist fine art artists, they just after the graduation, after the activity, they coming up through the practices and theoretician to this. And we want to force this process so to be normal, to be as a normal part of the art.
Right, to kind of, you know, I would say to reinforce more conceptual work, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Well, I don't, you know, I'll let my personal feelings, you know, stand by on that, and we'll sally forth. What, as far as Kyrgyzstan, and because you're going to be working with two other countries, focusing on Central Asia, on Tajikistan and Uzbekistan as well, is there a large difference between kind of the traditional arts of these three countries?
Yes. Each country on Central Asia has own history, has own background. And
maybe if you could kind of contextualize it for American audiences. I mean, is it different as, let's say, America and Mexico? Or the United States and Mexico, sorry.
First, of course, it's the difference is language. Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan, and Uzbekistan relates to the Turkic group, and we more or less understand each other. But Tajikistan is related to the Farsi group. So this is a main difference between us. But I can tell you that the people who is living on the borders, they succeed to speak on both languages. And but still, the territory of the post-Soviet country is and the territory of Central Asia making us close and together. And especially my program, which is supported by the Swiss Cooperation Office, is doing the focus on the Central Asia and especially on these three countries, which is are developing countries.
Okay. Sounds good. What now? I'm gonna get out there a little bit. All right. So as we were talking about a little bit earlier, the world is screwed right now as far as capitalism. Free market has is kind of run over at, you know, about 100 miles an hour. Many people in the world and left countries kind of holding the bag on it. You know, the United States only being one player in kind of a giant collapse, if you will. And this is, you know, kind of new for the United States. I would say that, you know, the Great Depression here in the U.S. happened, you know, getting on almost 100 years ago. But for Kyrgyzstan and the other countries surrounding it, you know, a large financial meltdown happened just fairly recently for you with the Soviet Union breaking up and things like that. Are you guys seeing much difference recently with the global kind of economic market? Is it similar to when the Soviet Union broke up? Is it something brand new? Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a horrible question.
Yeah.
What's it like in Kyrgyzstan right now?
I can tell you that we very much linked to globalization. So all what things here, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, all this stuff we can find in my country as well. Yes.
And Fair enough. Is the, and so one thing, you know, New Yorkers thrive on is the market in all its varied plumage, you know, and one of that being the art market, you know. Is there an art market in Kyrgyzstan? Are there galleries like you have here in Chelsea and things like that?
Not yet developed. I can tell you we have a capacity as a state museum. We have several numbers of galleries, but the development which I can recognize here on the gallery market, it is still on the way, I can say you. Because, first of all, we will come back to traditional arts. We still have this, you know, we still have this system which is not yet, went through the reform. And, of course, it's a new generation. I think people like me, possible, can intervene this process and make more possible. Because, first of all, you have to understand how it is going. Because I think here is the process of Soho and Chelsea galleries takes time. And we still have the appearance of new art organizations who is responsible, like for contemporary art, for visual art, for fine art, and it is just beginning. I can tell you,
exciting stuff to be kind of right at that.
Yes,
that,
there is
that
a
breaking point.
I can tell you that that there is a great potentiality for future.
Now I'm gonna talk or ask you rather just a question. You know, as Kyrgyzstan and other countries kind of begin to develop, you know, digital arts, more conceptual arts, things like that, there's a counter movement in the United States away from those very things as well, and to go back into traditional methods of painting, away from concept, you know, drawing and things like mm-hmm. that. What do you think about that? That, like, as you're going towards this thing, people are running away.
No, you see, we don't want to use these means of traditional arts and means of contemporary arts. We want just have, you know, to talk about through, we want to, let's say, just to push, let's say like this, to push traditional artists to think on contemporary, and contemporary artists who is doing to think about what is going on traditional. So this kind of dialogue we're expecting, and also we're expecting dialogue on other arts, on other understanding of arts.
Right.
So it's like non-official name of the festival is Bashka Art, and Bashka Art, if to play with this word, it's mean Bashka in from Kyrgyz other, in Russian head, and so you can really play with this word. So in one hand it could be one streamline, in other hand it could present other avant-garde art, and present non-official streams on fine arts.
Okay, that's fantastic. Like the other head.
Yes.
Yeah.
Other head. Just imagine.
Writing that down as we speak. another question, and I'm sorry to kind of stray into the political realm as well, but, you know, it's, I think, particularly pertinent right now to that area of the world, is, you know, Russia has recently had some pretty serious conflicts with Georgia over some territory that is not that far from Kyrgyzstan, as a matter of fact. And, you know, Russia kind of tending to spread its wings, what have you. And, you know, I know that there's a lot of controversy about what actually happened, so I won't, you know, take a political stance on that. But is that affecting people in Kyrgyzstan as well? Is there fear that, you know, Russia will invade? And how's that playing out in art?
Actually, I can tell you that people, I can tell you the people opinion on this. That after this situation, people were thinking about really of people of Ossetia. And especially from the Soviet time, we have a great minority of ICTs. And of course, through this violence which were happened, we were very sorry, and we have a traur. It was devoted to these people who died.
I'm sorry, a what?
Traur, you know.
Morning. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And in other hand, there is no so much scare, I can tell you. It's Kyrgyzstan is a really free democratic country, and we can say that we on we just on the beginning of the of our let's say history of new republic, and probably. I don't want actually to have such turbulence and problems with any country which is surrounding us.
Definitely not. Not yeah. Pretty. And let's hope, you know, that that nothing comes of it. Tell us a little bit though about your history and how you ended up in this point. I mean, from what I recall, you started out in tourism, which is kind of a different line. Tell us what it was like being what exactly was your post? What did you do?
Yes, thank you again for this question. this is very interesting. I also following my I'm looking for my life as observer, and I'm always wondering what is going on and how is it going on. I can tell you that actually I was born on family where the all my relatives are doctors, and I supposed to be a doctor on the third generation, actually. And I entered to the medical academy, and I studied 1 year there. But finally, I understand that this is not mine, and this is not what I want, actually. And
must have been bad.
Yes,
when you told your family, huh?
Yes, but I think. Anyway, I respect all my, let's say, grandparents, my parents, and probably this tradition maybe will go on through my children. We'll see. And I can say you that I entered to the Tourism Academy, and this academy really gave me kind of opportunity to travel around. I have internship in Antalya, in Turkey. I have internship in Malaysia. And when I came back, I really want to work on the cultural tourism. So because I have the really this experience, and I find, and especially my country is a tourism country, and I thought that my experience will be useful to my country, because actually I was just really focusing on that. And when I came back, when I graduated my study, I found out that there is open call for the position in the arts and culture program. And this is very, it was a really unusual, and it was very unexpected decision to go. But I can tell you the prehistory about this. I have a friend, musician, artists, even before starting to work, and they were telling about this program, and I was just really follow as a, I didn't realize that I will work for this program, and I heard that this program is doing a lot and helping for different young people, professionals, and when I start to work after this, I realized that I'm working in this program.
That you're working in, that you were already working in arts and culture, you mean?
Yes, no. In arts and culture sector. And when I start to work, I face with the situation when I saw how many problems culture sector and especially culture people have. And I find out that there are a lot of work to be done.
Right.
And I start to I said to work with more interest.
Okay, so you whip the shape into place,
yes,
so to speak. Mm-hmm. Have you found it an easy task? How long have you been working with them now?
It's already six years.
Six years now. Okay.
Yeah, 6 years I'm working with them.
And so, I mean, one thing that kind of often confounds me is the idea of culture in and of itself. You know what I mean? That there are people probably in this room who would argue that that there is kind of a line between arts and, outside the arts, things that happen that aren't arts. And, probably somebody, perhaps even myself, who would argue that tourism is not considered an art as well. Have you found that those tend to bleed into each other, kind of back and forth?
Yeah, I can say you that in our country, understanding of arts, and especially being artist, you have to be have a education. You have to be treated as a fine artist, and to be presented to the public. Especially, I'm not talking about primitivism, because it's we have really nice artists who don't have any education. But at the same time, we have a situation that our artists not so stable like here in America, and artists in the United States, they have receive the knowledge how to be sustainable and how to present themselves. And I can tell you that we have a lot of discussions on this, that each artist in my country have to have own manager. No, it's a really blue dream. It's a really pimp. Blue dream.
Like, yes. Pimps for the arts. Yes.
Yes.
I like it.
So that's why, especially when I started to work, not so many young people were involved to the arts. And artists and people from the culture sector, they really appreciated this kind of youth initiative, I can tell you.
Well, good job. I certainly appreciate it. As far as New York City and coming here, I'm going to ask you the big question. Are you staying? Are you okay. Giving it all up? Is this
okay.
It?
Okay. I do.
Is it?
You're
like, no. Don't make me say no.
Let's say that 4 weeks for receiving this experience, and it's a very short time. And actually, I have a plan, maybe on my future, to work on the, on the gallery business. And in regards of this, it would be great to come and have practice internship here. But also I have my family at my country. So and I have a work responsibility in my country, and I should come back as well.
Beautiful. Yeah. And so just to kind of exit on, tell me your favorite thing in the entire world.
You mean
no,
country?
Don't think about it. What came in your mind right then? What came in your mind?
I don't know. Paris? Paris.
There you go.
Yes.
Lovely. You're listening to Art Radio, WPS1. My name is Effrey Thrall. This is Frank Prattle. We are here at the Lower Manhattan Cultural Council, and I've been talking to Emilia Saleheva. I've written it down phonetically, and of course I've totally chopped it up and thrown it out. That does not mean that she isn't the most brilliant person in the entire world, who is a curator from Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, visiting New York City, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good night.